بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. We were discussing previously the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Muqit, and thereafter Al-Hasib. These are two beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the being who creates and conveys provisions to all. Al-Hasib, the being who suffices for everyone, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us. Listening to these attributes and these qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the niyat behind it, the purpose behind listening to these beautiful attributes of Allah, is for us to gain yaqeen, conviction, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every given moment of our life. Because our life depends upon the command of Allah. For us to come into this world was dependent upon the command of Allah. For us to live every second, all completely, wholly, solely, depends upon the will of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. For us to make any move in this world, to make any decision, to take a breath, to inhale, to exhale, to do anything, is all dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not existent in this world based upon our will. I'm not here right now because I want to be here. It's by the will of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I am sitting here in the majlis with the niyat of my islah, that my heart must become right, must become corrected, rectified, and linked to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. All this is solely by the will of Allah. Allah is not in ghaflat. Allah doesn't forget. Allah is not unaware that we are here. Allah is completely aware. That he's sitting in the majlis, whoever is listening online, Allah is completely aware. And what is the purpose, what is the cry of the heart, Allah knows it. As I am sitting here right now with the intention of my islah, my complete islah. The masturat, lady sitting at home, whoever is listening, what you have in the heart, Allah is completely aware. And we have come to the right avenue also. We haven't come, Allah has brought us here. The amount of desire we have, the amount of hirs we have, the amount of cry we have, the amount of talab and desire, accordingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make islah of the heart. But that's not enough. Just to come, the niyat is very important, the effort is important. And thereafter, the even more effort to connect to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I cannot think for a moment now that now I'm a holiday from islah. There's no holiday from islah. Because I don't know when maut is going to come. This is something I should be so afraid of. Ya Allah, it shouldn't be that my entire life or my most part of my year that I am in the masjid, I connected to the masjid, I'm out in the path of Allah, doing my gush, doing my 2.5 hours, doing my shab guzari, doing my majlis. This fear should be, iman is between fear and hope. This fear should be there. Ya Allah, should not be that certain part of the year when I'm not connected, at that time maut comes. Allah save us. Some resort I am far from the masjid now. Whereas my entire life, Ya Allah, really I want to be close to you. But now I'm gone such a far remote place away from you, and there malakul maut has to come. Some sports, some entertainment. Iman is between hope and fear. Well, I'm hoping that maut comes at the right time when my islah is made, and I'm making tawbah also. Not at the time where I took out my Islamic garb, when it comes to the silly season also. But yeah, moli sahab also, the topi will come on. Now the cap is on. Now the cap is on. Shouldn't forget we're under the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're under His rida. Not under armor. Not the brand name I got on. I'm under the rida of Allah, not under armor. I'm under the rida of Allah every given moment. Every given moment. I don't know when maut is going to come. I don't know when Allah is going to call me back. When malakul maut will squeeze my rib cage and take out my ruh. And now back to Allah. So how important this season we are in. No matter where we may be going, although is that encouraged, but wherever we may be going right now, not to forget my Muslim identity. Whether I'm sitting in the plane, in the train, whether I'm some resort, I'm still a Muslim. Not to shy about this, that my garb will change, my Islamic garb will change. Now all the guard is down. The guard is down, so now my salah also is relaxed, my dressing is relaxed. I'm still a Muslim. This was the kamal and the perfection of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Wherever they went, they held the flag of Iman. Not only them, but even the children. Salama bin Aqwa and all, Abdullah bin Amr bin As, Abdullah bin Umar, all the young Sahaba, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhum, all of them. You are always connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And you make me dua to Allah. Ya Allah, make my home like the home of Sahaba. Make my children like the children of Sahaba. Make me like a Sahabi. Make my wife also like Sahabi. Ya Allah, raise us at the day of Qiyamah like Sahaba. You want to be raised with them. You don't want to be raised anywhere else. You want to be raised with Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And the Hadith Sharif says that as you live your life, this is how you will pass away. How you will pass away, this is how you will be resurrected in the day of Qiyamah. I don't want to be far from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So we have a'mal, wherever we go in the world, we take our a'mal with us. And wherever we go, we make the place a musalla and masjid also. That's how we advise the brothers, we are going on safar right now. Many brothers are traveling out. So leave with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and going on a safar of da'wat, safar of islah. How to make my holiday also Islamic? Now the families want to go. Right, we know before Ramadan they say the cold front comes. Why the cold front? All the freezers are open. Now they're stocking up for Ramadan. Now you're going out now in holiday. So now that whole mood and mood is there right now, holiday mood. But how to make my holiday an Islamic holiday? There really is no holiday in my life. Holiday really is in Akhirat. Holiday is in Jannat, where you made it. Allah Ta'ala says now, فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Now enter, nice holiday, now you can enjoy, now no restrictions. How you want to dress and how you want to be. There is no beard there, there is no Islamic dressing there. Jannati life. أَسْوَاقُ الْجَنَّةِ, all the marketplaces of Jannah, as you want to be, as you design your handsomeness and your body, your physique, there is all in Jannat. But now a little bit, Hazrat says, we are taking the family out. What is really? Is it the change of ibadat? Whole year now I was working, now I'm freeing myself to my khidmat of my family. Whole year she took care of me, now I'll take care of her. A little bit away from home, because now there's a hot front. Now the freezers are closed, there's no domestics. So things are a bit hot at home, so better we go to a cooler area. So now I make a khidmat a little bit. Make a khidmat. That's how we tell the brothers, we're taking the family out, now you are khidmat. Now she's in your khidmat. Holy, alhamdulillah, she's everything prepared for you, now I will take care of everything. The eating, the drinking, the accommodation, alhamdulillah, now I will take care. Little bit away from home, change of tarteeb. One of our satiza, rahimahullah ta'ala, he would say that at this rate, certain time when I have a break away from the madrasa. He say, why just a change of tarteeb? It rejuvenates me, it revives me. Then now when I go back to madrasa, now I'm full gear again now. Break the tarteeb to come back to full gear again. So this is a change of ibadah that Hadrat says, and to make my holiday an Islamic holiday. How to do that? With the intention, Ya Allah, wherever I'm going with the niyat, Ya Allah, to meet some Allah wala. I'll find some Allah wala there. Find some buzruk there, some sheikh there, some alim there, imam of the masjid. And how to know I'm genuine my intention, Hadrat says, one of our seniors mentioned to one of his murids also, that how you know you're genuine in your niyat, carry some bottle of itar, I'll meet some imam sahab, give me mahdiya. Carry some honey with me, if it's legal to carry honey to a foreign country, whatever, some hadiya. So I got niyat now, I'll go to the local masjid there, I find out who's a local alim here, who makes some mulaqat with him, because ziyaratul ulama is ibadah. To make ziyarat and meet the ulama is also a special type of ibadah, there's reward for it. To read Quran is ibadah, to read salah is ibadah, and to go meet ulama also with the intention to go and meet them, Ya Allah, he's a carrier of ilm in Quran Sharif, and take some nasihat from him. This is also a special type of ibadat. So whichever country I'm going to, carry some itar, some hadiya, etc., some tasbih, with the intention, Ya Allah, I'll meet anybody, I'll find out, where's the local alim, where's the local khanqa, local majlis, go meet the alim. My entire safar now become ibadat. And more than that, the impact of my wife and my children, that now you are far from everything. We didn't meet any pious people. Sometimes when you go on holiday, we tell the family, you just want to meet some ulama, go to the masjid. Now over here also. But they say over here also, it's our time now. Just meet one alim. Just take some nasihats from him. Ask him which are the Islamic places over here. Already, alhamdulillah, the entire safar became mubarak. Became a safar of akhirat. You got reward for it. So one is now the intention to go out. And thereafter, we are talking about be conscious of Allah. Then before I leave home also, I'm packing the bags. What am I packing right now? And there also we've got to be very conscious of Allah. Allah is all away. What he's taking with him? This may be his last packing. Maybe his last bags he's packing also. What I'm packing in my bags? I got my kurta there also. I got my topi also. My children's also their Islamic garb. Not that now we're free from Allah. There's no Allah over here. The children will learn the same thing. When I go holiday, we are free. We read namaz anytime, we read in the room, and then we do as we want to, there's no ta'alim, nothing whatsoever. There's enjoyment in these a'mal. We don't see in a half an hour ta'alim, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, you want a hadith for the night, sit with the children, alhamdulillah, and tell the family, alhamdulillah, we're giving you all the best of food, spiritual food also a little bit. This is why I'm connected to my Allah. I know how weak I am. If I don't connect, the entire day will come out, I haven't heard the name of Allah one time. So when we're leaving the home, it's important what we're packing also. We're packing my bags. So I got my Islamic garb there also. I got my topi there also. So I pack the correct clothing when I'm going. Pack the correct clothing when I'm going. And the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that before a person leaves his home for safar, 2 rakat salatu safar is nafil. Is recommended, desirable. Also Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, 2 rakat salatu safar, salah of traveling, before I leave. So tell the family also, tell the children also, we're going now, we're leaving, the car is reading down, says 2 rakat namaz. 2 rakat namaz and make dua, ya Allah take us safely. Allah Ta'ala save us from any difficulties en route, any problems, that any illness, sickness, whatever it is. And our home behind, Allahumma anta sahibu fi safar, this is dua for safar. So Allahumma anta sahibu fi safar, ya Allah, you are my companion on my safar. وَالْخَلِيفَةُ بِالْأَهْلِ Ya Allah, you are my deputy back home. You are my deputy back home. Ya Allah, you are my safar companion and you are my deputy back home. Ya Allah, take care of my home. Take care of my business. We still need Allah. On my safar, I need Allah. And back home, I need Allah also. Every step of my life, Allah doesn't forget us. I can't forget my Allah. We go for a beautiful holiday, we come back, alhamdulillah. What a nice holiday we had. Everything at home is all 100% fine, no problem, business also. Who did it? Not the security company. It is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So don't forget my Allah during my safar also. You might have all our live streaming cameras and checking everything. But as it says now, the camera is only there to see after the chore left, how he came in and how he left. It's not there to protect you. Only Allah can protect you. So before we leave home also, 2 rakat salah of safar. They make dua before we leave. Now we jump in the car also. Now the dua is in the car. Head of the family, the father, duas usually we send to the satis also. We have it, we send to the satis. What duas to read before we leave home? What duas to read during safar? So the father is there, or the children, the son is big, tell him, better read these duas loudly, we all read after you. We all read these duas after you. Now sometimes we see so many duas, we fall down. We say, how many duas are you going to read? But when the accident happens, Allah Ta'ala protect. I say, hey, du'as, du'as. So read before it can happen. Read before it can happen. And sometimes, maybe the father will only read. So we see more than often now, those that read, they got saved. Doesn't mean I read now. And we know, doesn't mean the father ate, we all got full. We all have to eat. The du'a, we all have to read. And the small baby also, she'll hear the du'a, he'll hear the du'a, that this is sunnah my father taught us when he left home. We all read du'as together. Allah Ta'ala give us the topic and hidayah. So we read the du'as. If we're not going to read it, the children won't read also. They won't learn the du'as. So now everything is there on the phone. The PDF is there. And the WhatsApp is there. The du'as are there. We don't know du'as. Ask us, we'll send it to the brothers so we can read these du'as. Once you jump in the car, read du'a. And be conscious now. We're sitting in the car. One is now protecting the heart and protecting the eyes too. So now we're reading du'as. For our baligh children and ourselves, our wives, protect our eyes. Right? At least we can do before we leave home also, read our Ayatul Kursi. Read Ayatul Kursi, tell the children also, Ayatul Kursi, read your Ayatul Kursi, read your du'as before we leave. Now in the car also we read our du'as. When we're checking in also, very, very important, we're checking in bags or wherever we're going to protect our eyes. The lady behind checking our bags in, we don't even smile with her. You want to upgrade, she doesn't give us upgrade. Allah will give us upgrade. By being fancy with her and smart with her and charming her, we might get the upgrade. She did us a favor, but you haven't done yourself a favor. you actually downgraded your taqwa. So we don't have to upgrade by spending with her. You've downgraded your taqwa. So we have to speak to others, we have to speak to them sometime. So we can put our head one side, and very easily now we can do as if we can't hear. So we just hear with one ear. Sorry, I didn't hear you. Just put one ear and you're looking away that way. Tell your wife, stand on your left hand side and look at your wife. And just put your one ear. Yes, yes, it's six of us, seven of us. So you're looking at, so she doesn't feel now, why are you not looking at me? I'm looking at my wife. Or tell the wife, you go forward, you take the passports, I'll stand behind you. And she'll check everybody in after that. So we have to make some plan. You make the niyyat before we leave home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a plan for us. As we mentioned last week, we have to make the niyyat before we leave home. You don't make the niyyat, Allah's help is not there. I made the niyyat, Ya Allah, during the safar, I don't look at any haram, ghair mahram women. You give me the upgrade, you do it for me, you make it asan for me. When you get to the toll also, my dear brothers, they also be careful. When we're paying, our hand mustn't touch her hand. So if you make the niyat, Allah will make, he said, there's a male over there. There's one doctor sahab, mashallah, he was imam all the time, what I heard. Whenever he goes to the toll, he gives the cash. What he do? He takes out his turban with a hard topi. Drop the change in there, in his topi. They have some container there in the car, where she can put the money, so you don't touch her hand. You got the card, even better. You got the tag, very easy. Then you got the tag in the car, then you just throw. You got that fast lane. So in that way now, you don't have to interact with anybody. So we have to make all these plans. We're going on safar now. How to protect my iman and my taqwa. So here on the plane also, here we're boarding now. Mr. So-and-so, can I see your boarding pass? She will touch your hand. So give it to the wife. You go front. I'm behind you. And it's always better, put the children and the wife in front. Although the proper shari'i tartib is the wife and children behind you. But now in our country, because of security purposes, it's better they're in front of us. So we're going through, better day in front. So we have all our boarding passes in our phone, in our hand, the six of us, seven of us, we go through. So they all are through thereafter. So when you're checking in also, send the wife forward. Here's a lady over there, she'll show them the boarding pass. Welcome so and so, and you take your seat. A hostess will come also, tell her, speak to my wife, she'll tell you what we have to do, etc. She's my PRO, or PA, whatever you may call it. Personal assistant. She does everything. And usually, businessmen, they take their personal assistants with them. She does everything for them. So here also, the female comes, we've got to make some plan now. We've got to protect my iman, protect my taqwa. Don't have to look at them. Remember, it's haram to look at her intentionally. I cannot look. It's a major sin. It's going to affect the iman. If I'm going for umrah even more, I'm going for umrah, I'm breaking the command of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So all the sunnahs now you have to keep in mind. One is the sunnahs, the fara'is. Many people are going for umrah, but then when they come to the plane, they're not performing namaz. Why no, I can't stand. We have to make an effort. Now the ladies cannot stand, they've got some problem with the knees, etc. They still have to perform the namaz. Sitting in the plane, they have to perform their salah. Qiyam is farz, understand? The Hanafi mazhab, qiyam, to stand in salah is farz. The only time qiyam will fall off is when you have a serious illness. Not if somebody stops you. If the steward has to say, sorry, you can't stand, you still have to stand. And then to they stop you, you still have to perform your salah, sitting, and then you have to repeat the namaz thereafter. If you have now a natural illness from the side of Allah, that you got ill, some problem you have, dizziness or the knees, etc., etc., then you can sit. But then too, you have to face the Qibla. But now you can't face the Qibla. But more than often now we are traveling northeast. So we are towards the Qibla direction. And facing the direct Qibla, you have 45 degrees to the right, 45 degrees to the left. That is our Qibla. So it's quite now wide our Qibla. So it's quite easy for us now. It doesn't have to be exactly towards the Qibla. Plane is flying a little bit to the east or to the west. It's within the 45 degrees, we still got our Qibla. So if that was the Qibla, or we're not able to stand because of logistics, whatever restrictions, we have to repeat the namaz day after. But we have to read the namaz too. So we got to check now before we leave, what time we are going to be, what time is the salah over there, what time is the flight. So we got to ask the ulama ikram, how to work out my salah time. When it comes to Maghrib salah, then we see wherever we are, mid-air, sunset. Sun has set, you got to see with the physical eye. Now we got to see which way we're flying. So obviously we got to see the right direction now at sunset. We can't look now at the east and waiting for sunset. Is that going to happen? So you got to make sure, like one brother, bichara, he went overseas, he was in Dubai, and there they have the Qibla direction in the hotel rooms. So when he came back, he told me, Mawlana, every hotel I went to, they got Qibla wrong direction. So I told him, the Qibla sign there in the hotel is wrong direction. It was facing towards the northwest. So I told him, is that correct? Qibla is northeast. I said, why this is South Africa then? It's not international and global. He said, oh, I thought any country you go is northeast, like South Africa. I said, no, it doesn't work like that. So we've got to find out before we go on which direction I'm going, how do I work at my namaz time? Maghrib, I'm flying east, namaz will come very quickly. Going west, I'm going back in time. So how to work at my namaz time? Because I'm a Muslim still. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala give us a beautiful example to be conscious of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Him or some other akabir, sitting on the plane and the air steward came, would you like something to drink? He says, no, thank you. Some alcohol? He says, no. He said, have something at least. So he said, well, my share of the alcohol, give it to the pilot. So the person said, how can I give it to the pilot? The pilot is on duty, he's flying the plane. So he said, me Allah ka banda, I'm a slave of Allah, I am on duty 24/7. I can't drink. Conscious of Allah all the time. How I can be conscious of Allah all the time, and now on the plane also, and in the car also, my dear brothers. What we're doing now to keep the children quiet, give them cell phone. Give them cell phone. And on the plane, now they're all waiting for entertainment. Now we say, how are we going to stop them? How are we going to stop them? We can't put it off. Alright? Give them some activities they can do in the plane. Some games they can play in the game. We've got to keep them occupied now. We've got to carry snacks, halal food, take the podcast. We've got to organize all the men. We've got to do these things. We can't just leave it all to the family. So we've got to do these things to make sure everything now is synchronized and smooth sailing. So what they're going to do in the plane also, find out from the ladies, what can we do to keep them occupied in the plane? In the car also, what can we do? Before when we grew up, we knew in the car, Qirat was playing, Quran was playing, some bayan was playing. Now you put it on, they say, oh, Abba, another bayan you're putting. Another bayan you're putting. And now we'll put that bayan with the wife was here also. See, Mawlana, what he said. That bayan will choose. Now we're not scoring points, brothers. But think of something now we can do in the car. Yes, we put some bayan sometimes, some qirat sometimes, some nasheed sometimes. They do nasheeds without music. Now it's all. And unfortunately now we listen to such nasheeds, they've got now the same singer singing one with music without music. So we get the non-music one. But what taqwa are we going to get from there? What nur of iman are we going to get? Now you will see the daughter, she is jibing in the back. The son is moving in the back. They don't know what it means. It just sounds now musical and nice. But no effect on the heart. So I say, we don't know when it's going to happen. Allah Ta'ala protect us. But all the time, we're on the suffer and journey towards Akhirat. We can't stop it. No matter which direction we go in the world, we're still going towards Akhirat. So we have to become conscious. We have to become conscious, being a husband and wife also become conscious. We're going on suffer. It's a deeni suffer. It shouldn't be now the wife is saying, oh, you're too heavy. Husband is telling the wife, now you're too heavy. We're going to do this amal. There's no way out for us. There is no way out. So we have to do this amal, whatever level it may be, a small way, little way, big way, but we've got to do it. And how to know now that we're packed also according to Islamic, Shari'i compliant, Sharia compliant, in our bags also, we've got our, what do you say, emergency kit over there too. We're still carrying our Quran Sharif with us. Right? Nice on the phone, alhamdulillah, so it's easy. Women on a carry, there's no problem. Right? Carry a small copy of Quran Sharif, whatever it is. So we got our Quran with us. We got a Munajat al-Maqbool also is online now. We got all those things over there. And in every hand luggage we have on Musalla also. Now we got traveling Musalla, alhamdulillah. Travel Musalla is to take for traveling. But we're traveling, we're not taking the Musalla, but we're buying everybody hadiah. But we're not taking the traveling Musalla. Now we stop somewhere, hey, you're carrying Musalla, hey, no Musallas. But we all say, hey, you forgot it at home. But at home, we're not using traveling. Traveling Musalla is we're traveling. So make sure, alhamdulillah, we got hand luggages, put our traveling Musalla in there. So we got our traveling Musalla in there. Then we have a little bottle for istinja also. All right, carry on bottle for istinja. We have to go now, relieve ourselves. We got our bottles there. Now the children go to the Baitul Khala, toilet, wherever it is now, then they don't wash. Then we got our toilet roll. So these little things we're carrying for our taharat, we've got our Quran tilawat, we've got our green kitab. Women must have the green kitab, what to read every night. Even that too now is PDF, alhamdulillah. That too we can read. Morning, evening, du'as too we can read it. We need these things for protection. Mustn't be now when you get through turbulence. Now you're putting that seatbelt extra tight. Now we took out the tasbih. You don't know whether we're going to reach now. We're into a storm. Now I think of Allah. This was the quality of the mushrikeen. When they should go, they should travel out on safar by ship. وَجَرَيْنَا بِمِرِيحٍ طَيِّبَةٍ They said when they should go out and the wind was blowing, beautiful wind, the sails were out and the ship was moving, then all of a sudden, storm breaks out. And they thought, now we finished. This will be a shipwreck. At that point now, da'awullah. Now they will call out to Allah. مُخْلِسِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ Now correcting all their aqaid and beliefs. Ya Allah, we believe in Allah. Now they're reading kalima. لَيْنْ أَنْجَيْتَنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ Oh Allah, if you save us from this storm, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ Ya Allah, we'll thank you. When Allah Ta'ala should bring them back to shore, then يَبْغُونَ Then they start their masti again. Now they forgot Allah. Now they forgot Allah. But now they're smiling. They forgot what happened. Now you just missed the accident. Allah protected us. Went through turbulence. Ya Allah, you pulled us through. Allah says, don't forget me. I pulled you through. So the musallas you got to carry, tasbih you got to carry, itar you got to carry, we got our Quran tilawat, we got our green kitab, we got our musallas in our bag. Now that's a jamaat we're moving now. That's a jamaat we are moving now. It's not just a holiday. Now this is a jamaat wherever we go and make this dua. Ya Allah, whoever sees us and whoever we see, Ya Allah, give them hidayat. Sees my wife in parada, Ya Allah, inspire them also to go in parada. They see me in kurta, Ya Allah, inspire them also to go into sunnah. See my children also, their behavior and everything else. Ya Allah, inspire those kids to be like my children also. Wherever we go the niyat of hidayat. We make the niyat, Allah will make the effect come alive. People will get hidayat. They see our salah, they'll get hidayat, they get inspired. Muslim not performing namaz, he'll see my namaz, he'll get inspired. You see my children also performing salah. Their little boy will say, I also will perform my namaz. So we're going as a jamaat now. I got a family jamaat moving together, fulfilling the commands of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So salah on time, ask the ulama how to work out the salah on time, they'll tell you. There are apps on the phone also now, right, where you put in the whole detail, the flight number, and what time you're leaving, what time you're landing. It works out the whole namaz time for you. And more than that now, the app new, that online possibly when you're on the plane, you'll be offline, so you can download it offline also. So you don't miss your namaz. Allah has made the plan of Shaykh al-Hadith for us that time, use all the technology for our deen. They made it for batil, we'll use it for deen. They made it for falsehood, for ma'asiyat and sin, we'll use it for obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll make it a jannati tool for ourselves. So salah on the way, or tilawat on the way, Quran tilawat, morning, evening du'as also, and halal. Always make this du'a, Ya Allah, save me from any haram morsel going into my belly. That hadith sharif, say, man wudhiya bil haram. That person who's been nourished with haram, then that flesh of his is worthy for the fire of Jahannam. Jannat is haram for him. Now just to taste it a little bit, carry the food from whom? As much as we can, carry it from whom. And I ask the brothers, how are they carrying the food? People are having cooler boxes they carry now, these polystyrene ones, where you can put rice in there, you can pack it up, wrap it up, the food stays for almost 3, 4, 5 days. He says, fresh, alhamdulillah. I got enough halal food by me. Allah should me for Umrah also. I don't have to eat out. It takes time to go out. In that time I can do so much of Quran tilawat. I can make a whole tawaf also. 1 hour came out standing in the queue. So I've got to maximize my time in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So all these things you've got to be careful. Alhamdulillah. When you're going now, whether we're traveling by road, you're traveling by plane, wherever we're going out, my taharat, my wuzu, my salah, etc. All these things I've got to keep in mind. When on holiday also, our salah on time. They have to be on time. As I mentioned, I should have made that I'm going somewhere far from the masjid, somewhere distant, and there's nothing, no connection to the masjid, no connection to the house of Allah. Traveling out, but I still got my musalla with me, alhamdulillah. Whole family got the musallas. So all these sunnahs you've got to keep alive. If you're going in men only, going together, then the sunnah is now to appoint one amir. Have to appoint one amir. What's your rise, what time namaz will read, what time will eat, what time will do this. So one amir will make the first start decision. This is also a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When traveling with our Hazrat also, subhanallah, to traveling with a group of men, Hazrat will appoint one amir. He said, you are amir. We'll give you our rai and you make the decision. Even to that extent now, they're so aware and so conscious of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When you're going at night, sleeping somewhere, they also do sunnah to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Before we sleep, making wudu, right, or salah on time, sunnah du'as before we sleep. We have to remind our children. If we don't do it, who's going to do it? Put them to bed, right front of the screen. It's cut off time for everything. Now, unfortunately, when you're on holiday, then you're going to pull till late in the early hours of the morning. Against the sunnah. As the children, why this time? They say, no, everything is quiet and all that. But you're making noise. You're making noise. You say quiet so you can play, but you're making noise. We can't sleep. So to sleep early and wake up early, start the morning early. Now so much barakat in the time. Now we're waking up at 11 o'clock, half past 11, half the day is gone. So put them to bed early. Now we wake up early, we can start moving now. Whatever we need to see, we need to do, alhamdulillah. Everybody is fresh now. Have breakfast together, du'as together, remind them all the time. Remember, when we are gone, they will remember, my father taught me these du'as. He didn't teach me, he made me aware of it. That's why we have to read the du'as aloud when you're starting to eat also, the du'as before eating. While we are eating also, ask the children, you must read the du'a aloud, Allahumma laka alhamdu laka shukr. So they hear it, they'll read it also. During safar also, we are making amal upon the sunnahs. Remember, we are going on a safar, we're going on a holiday, but we also bring alive the sunnah, how happy Nabi of Allah will become. Haramain also, remember, we are going for Umar, Allah Ta'ala take all of us. There, the high pan toilet, not sunnah. We make istighfar for the two. Oh, Nabi of Allah, we're sitting here right in Medina Munawwara, using the high pan. Now we become so, not conscious of it. We don't make tawbah. Eating on the table and chair. Now we're doing it now. We're going there all the way. We do it. We're weak. We come zor. Alright, we're going to Medina Tayyibah. We're not going as awliya. Alhamdulillah, our great Akabir used to go to Medina Munawwara. They say, what feast we're going to show? We're going to Baytullah, what feast we're going to show? Zaki himself would say, Rahmatullah alayh, that, Ya Allah, I'm coming with my black face. Because there's nowhere else to go. I'm coming with my black face. I'm going to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is a big wali of Allah. I'm going there because nobody got rejected. I'm going with a great amount of hope. Whoever came there with whatever intentions they came with, there Nabi of Allah also looked at them with a nazar and a glance of shafqat and love. Nabi of Allah, I've come for that. One glance of yours. Because you are alive in your qabr. Your one glance, one nazar of shafqat and love on me, my life will change. I won't come now that I suppose do so much amal, I don't have anything to bring. I've come now as a broken man. I've come as a broken person with hope that you'll make dua for me. That you'll make dua for me. And those that are going for Umrah also learn those beautiful names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes in kitabs. At one time we shared it with the Sahtis also. So when you go to make salat and salam, our kabir would stand there sometime for hours and making salam for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now they don't let you stand. But as much as we can, as soon as we enter Abu Salam, start your salat and salam. Inna Allahu malaikatahu. Read the ayat and start as salatu salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. And all those beautiful names, Ya Muhammad, Ya Ahmad, Ya Hamid, Ya Mahmud, Ya Nabiya Toba, Ya Nabiya Rahma, Ya Hashimi, Qurashi, Mudari, Taymi. And all these beautiful names of Nabi Ali, Ya Mustafa, Ya Mujtaba, Al Muzammil, Muddathir, Yasin, Taha. Call him by all these beautiful names. And if you can, if you got it in your hand, see the translation. Ya Nabi Ya Rahma, the Nabi of Rahma, ask Allah to rahmat upon me. Ya Nabi Ya Tawbah, or the Nabi of Tawbah, ask Allah to accept my Tawbah. Ya Munji, the one that will save us, ask Allah to save me from the calamities of this worldly life. So every name of Nabi of Allah, ask you to make Tawbah to the barakah of that name. Then see how you'll enjoy your Salat and Salam also. So we're going on safar. One is we're going to Medina Tayyiba, Makkah al-Mukarram, the whole Muzakara. We're not going there, we're going elsewhere. Thursday night have our own majlis. For that now you don't need khilafat. Then you are self-appointed sheikh of the house. Get the family together, take out the salat and salam. How long it will take? 15 minutes. 15 minutes. Then they will complain. Now we're here also, salat and salam. 15 minutes, what are you asking? How long eating takes us? Half an hour, 45 minutes. They say, don't rush, enjoy the meal. So let's have a ruhani meal also. Alright, we read the salat and salam, at least that we can do. And as it says, get the family together, 10 times Zurut Sharif, 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, I will intercede for you in the day of Qiyamah. Only 10 times. Only 10 times. Little amal we can push in here and there just to keep our connection alive. This will happen, we'll come back and we say we fell down. Hey, Fajr namaz, where? Other namaz with qaza, etc. Because I didn't make the niyat. I'm going just to have fun and just take off my kurta. The family also, we're free now. Nobody knows us. So all the guard is down. Because nobody knows us. Hadrat says, of course, and how sad, many ulama, when they come to Durban, and now we see him on the beach, and he'll meet you and say, Maul Zawzit. He's a Morana. Don't look like a Morana. Can't see any sign of an alim on him. He says, we can't lose our identity. We can't lose our identity. I remember, we can't go places now where our eyes can't be protected. Sometimes the families want to go to certain places, certain beaches, etc. You've got to tell her. You've got to tell her that, you know what, I'm going to control my eyes over here. There's a place for me to go. And nobody can say that, alhamdulillah, I can go there and protect my eyes. Not possible. You are going to look along. Look everywhere, and the eyes are going to fall on haram things. So the wives would understand that also. If I'm going to take my husband in a certain place, how is he going to protect his eyes? Go just to shopping malls to walk around, how am I going to protect my eyes? So it'll be very, very difficult. So I've got to be conscious. But all you see now, I'm going for holiday, make it a safar of deen. This is few things we've got to tweak and change, inshallah, and it'll become a safar of deen. And now, khitamuhu misk, how to end it now as a deeni safar. As you mentioned before, we left, we packed the bags, koinu sharia and deen. Musalla in every bag, we've got our tasbih also, whatever we have to carry, some hadiyas, some ulama, some jamaat you might meet also. Alright, then throughout the safar, every day, little bit, we're doing our amal. And now the return trip also is sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So when he used to come back to Madinatul Munawwara, he used to go first to the masjid. Two rakat salah. When Sulaiman Janji Sahib would say, rahmatullah alayhi, that the hikmah and wisdom behind going to the masjid first, after safar, is that, ya Allah, my shock and desire is to come back to my local masjid. Your house, the house of Allah. I come to see the house of Allah first, and I liven the house of Allah with a'mal. To the barakat of that, Allah will keep my house safe and alive with a'mal too. Ya Allah, if your house is fine, I'm happy, everything is fine. Masjid is alhamdulillah, all is there. Allah will protect your house also. Not just physically, with a'mal, Allah will protect it also. Your children will liven those a'mal. In your own house, Allah will keep it alive with a'mal after your demise too. Because you kept the house of Allah alive with a'mal. The Nabi of Allah will come first to the masjid. Like you tell the family, you go to the masjid first. No, we're rushing home. Give me 2 minutes. Keep your wuzu intact, alhamdulillah. Come first to the masjid. Keep the family there. Just give me 2 minutes. I've got my sons with me. Take them inside quickly, but I come with the 2 rakat. I'm shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, what a beautiful holiday you gave us. Because all the way, we didn't have a problem. Everything was 100%. We came back also, Allah shukr. Coming back home, alhamdulillah. 2 rakat namah, shukr to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Get our salah wa jamaat as much as we can. So come back home, come straight to the masjid. Now you see masjid is locked. Nobody is there. Only a person now when he comes back, the first place he will go see his shop first. Everything is alright. Shop lock is still locked. I don't trust the light, he doesn't lock it sometimes. But it's locked, he's got the wahm. But you go see now, everything is fine. So even the masjid is locked also, at least pass the masjid. Pass to see them, alhamdulillah, we're back home now. Masjid, everything is intact, everything is fine, Allah shukr. Brings happiness to the heart. And then I go back home, get a chance at home now, prepare for salah, whatever it is, and then we're back home, alhamdulillah. So in this way, our entire safar, whatever we spend, has been spent in the path of Allah, to make khidmat of my family. Whatever you spend in the path of Allah, Allah will replace it. Allah will give it back to you, multifold. Allah will give it back. Is that now that I spend all of this on my family and myself to go and break the command of Allah intentionally? But now we're going, abandoning deen. Now we are free. Then there's no barakat. There's no barakat in that. That's a loss now. I lost that money. It's actually a loss. So I'm investing it now for the akhirat of my family. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal inshaAllah. Check up the kitab. There are many sunnahs. Brothers can contact us. All the sunnahs of traveling is there. The du'as for traveling also is there. Little things we do, Allah will give the barakat in the safar inshaAllah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshaAllah. Namaz, 8:40. 8:32, 8:40. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين وكريم رحيم الله يا الله forgive us for all our sins O my Allah all the معصية O my Allah all the time we broke your commands O my كريم رحيم الله يا الله grant us تقوى grant us معرفة يا محبة O my Allah such شديد and intense محبة for you O my Allah يا الله that save us from your يا الله breaking your commands and يا الله disobeying you O my Allah save us from معصية O my Allah save us from sins O my Allah Even though we don't want to, O Kareem Rahim Allah, then to save us, O my Allah. Give us taqwa, O my Allah. Give us your consciousness, O my Allah. Grant us our wives, our families, our children, O my Allah. Give us, Ya Allah, enjoyment in your ibadat, O my Allah. Listen to the talks of deen, O my Allah. Engaging in amal of deen, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, wherever you take us in the world, O my Allah, take us with taqwa and salamati, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make our suffer easy for us, O my Allah. Yalla, keep us connected to you, Kareem Rahim Allah. Make our salah easy. Make our food easy. Yalla, make our dunya easy. Make our akhirat easy. Yalla, take us away from this world in a condition you are happy and pleased with us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Keep us with afiyat, salamat, hifazat, and qabooliyat, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from investing in avenues where there is a loss of dunya and akhirat, O Allah. Yalla, give us avenues, O Allah. We will make our dunya, we will make our akhirat, O Allah. Yalla, keep us close to you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Keep us close to you, Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us your ma'rifat, O Allah. Give us your love, O Allah. Give us love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, accept all those that are going for Umrah. Ya Allah, make it easy for them. Ya Allah, take all of us over and over again, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O Kareem Rahim Allah, keep us upon Hidayat, O May Allah. Save us from Ma'asiyat, O May Allah. O Kareem Rahim Allah, O May Allah. Keep us, Ya Allah, in your obedience, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'u al-alim, wa tub alayna. إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله آمين.